From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The family of American Luke Summers is asking for time to grieve. U.S. officials say he was killed by al-Qaeda militants in Yemen during a failed U.S. rescue attempt. NPR's Nathan Rott reports that Summers was known for his love of Yemen and its people.
Summers moved to Yemen in 2011. He lived and worked there as a freelance photojournalist and editor, earning a reputation amongst his colleagues as a guy who was comfortable and among friends in Yemen. Fuad al-Qaddas was one of Summers' good friends there.
He cared about other people more than himself.
Qaddas says that Yemenis loved Summers, and that when the people that knew him in Sana'a, Yemen's capital, heard the news,
they cried and they couldn't speak.
Summers was 33 years old. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
Remains of one of the 43 missing college students in Mexico has been identified, according to a post on the teaching school's Facebook page and several media outlets. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, DNA tests show that bone fragments found where authorities say the students were killed matches one of the missing students.
The student is identified as Alexander Mora Venacio. He's been missing since police, working in collusion with a drug gang, kidnapped, murdered, and allegedly burned the bodies of the 43 students more than 2 months ago in the state of Guerrero. The students presumed murder has prompted near daily protests, many violent throughout the country. The social unrest has been the biggest crisis of President Enrique Peña Nieto's two-year-old administration. On the Facebook page of the teaching college where the students attended, a post in the first person has Mora asking that his murder not be in vain and that supporters redouble their fight for justice in Mexico. Federal officials declined to comment but have scheduled a press conference Sunday afternoon. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.
Marion Barry, elected to four terms as mayor of Washington, D.C., was laid to rest today. He was arrested in 1990 for possession of crack, but as Martin Ostermuhl reports from member station WAMU, Barry was memorialized by his constituents as somebody who fought for racial and economic justice.
The service was a five-hour celebration of the man many in Washington called the mayor for life. Speakers remembered him as a civil rights fighter, a politician who as mayor implemented massive jobs programs, and a man who, despite his decades in elected office, remained approachable and humble. Reverend Willie Wilson of the Union Temple Baptist Church in Washington delivered one of the remembrances.
Mary Barry was an icon. He was the consummate politician. He was an elder statesman. He was a fierce fighter for the downtrodden and the dispossessed and the disinherited. And he was our friend and our brother.
Barry died last month at the age of 78. For NPR News, I'm Martin Ostermuhl in Washington.
The polls are closing in Louisiana. Voters are deciding the political fate of Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu. She's in a runoff election against Congressman Bill Cassidy. This is NPR News. The storm that drenched California recently brought much-needed rain, but it also increased storm runoff at Southern California's beaches. But a dip in the waters is not in the cards. Danielle Carson reports public health officials have issued a no-swimming advisory.
Warnings have been posted for beaches where rain runoff has caused bacteria levels to exceed acceptable health limits. After a big rainstorm, the concrete-bottomed L.A. River sends millions of gallons of stormwater runoff into the ocean. Stephen Fleischley heads up the Natural Resources Defense Council's water program.
The rainfall collects basically all of our urban slobber and drained it out onto our beaches, and that creates significant water quality problems.
There are proposals to capture the L.A. River's rainwater and use it as part of the region's water supply, but they come with a hefty price tag. Fleischley says that would reduce the amount of tainted runoff flowing to the beaches and into the ocean. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Los Angeles.
The state of New Mexico is fining the federal government more than $54 million in penalties for violations that stem from mishaps at the country's only underground nuclear waste repository. The state's Environment Department delivering two compliance orders to U.S. Department of Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz today. Those outlined more than 30 state permit violations at the WIPP facility and also at Los Alamos National Laboratory. Officials say a truck hauling salt at WIPP caught fire last February. A little over a week later, a canister of waste from Los Alamos leaked in one of the storage rooms that contaminated several workers. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.